Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Settle in. Get ready. Yeah. It might not be a long one, but it still will be a good one.
Always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's up, Kev? How was your week, man?
Good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Caught up on Lord of the Rings.
Did you? Yeah. See, I did not yet. Please don't. I'm gonna pretend.
So like what happens is wild. Oh,
mute.
So how many episodes are you in? Have you started?
Zero.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So please don't say anything whatsoever. Okay. I'm going to tell you the reason why, though. All right. I know we're a movie channel here. But listen. So a certain beta.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
So once again.
You're testing for the whole group.
Exactly. Yeah. My weekend was consumed by a certain game, Call of Duty.
Got it. And you're saying it's good stuff.
I think it's going to be fun. The only thing is like, obviously it's a beta, so you don't get the full
game.
Okay? So the map that I played, so there's two different maps. There's a domination map and there's a team deathmatch map that you put when you do quick play. Okay? So it was fun. There might have been other maps, but I played the quick play. And it's the only two maps that kept popping up for me. So I'm assuming
it's
only two maps. Okay.
Yeah, they really found just out later get that there's like a gameplay down and all that.
Correct. Kind of the only thing is too is that what makes me angry that I didn't really notice at first because I just kept clicking on quick play. I mean, that's where I went every single time, right? Because I thought that was the only thing you could do. There's actually a search and destroy option. Whatever. I messed up. Didn't do a search and destroy. But that's the nice part. So I know when this goes live, it's going to be a little late to this knowledge. But the weekend of this recording, we might be able to play it again, man. Get you a sample too. And they actually say that you can download now. So when it goes live, you're already prepped and ready to go.
Wowza. Of course it would be. Of course.
Yeah. So this Friday and then Saturday goes live for everybody. So like Xbox and PC was not able to play the game whatsoever until the following weekend. And PlayStation 5, which PlayStation is just a better system apparently, but it's fine. So then you got it a weekend early, and then you get another day early. So we get to play Friday. Nobody else can play till Saturday.
Oh wow!
And then it goes until I think Tuesday at like a certain time frame.
Very interesting. So,
give it a shot if you're feeling like it, because it's worth the effort. I had a lot of fun, man. I dropped a couple 20 bombs in Team Deathmatch already. I'm telling you, I mean, it's only to 75, so that's a lot of kills in Team Deathmatch. I mean, I was popping off, you know.
Popping
off. A
little
bit of fun there.
Excellent. I'll definitely try it. Maybe I'll get to it this weekend. I hope so.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you get a chance to play two or three games, man, to get it a test. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On Sunday, if you get an extra hour of your time frame, just throw it on the system. You know what I'm saying? Because we know we're busy on Friday.
Oh yeah.
We know we're busy on Saturday.
Yep.
So Sunday's gonna be that day.
Yeah, going to a pump or White House Farms on Sunday. So, but that's all like earlier. And we might not go because it might be storming. Who knows? But, Fridays.
Was it storm today here in Ohio?
It didn't do it. Fridays have been mostly consumed by Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, we're on the lost mine of Fandelvar, you know?
Yeah.
Fandelver.
So just asking, I mean, how much, like, after we leave this place we're in right now?
The Cragmaw Castle. Yeah.
Yes. How much longer do you think we have days-wise?
Like, how many sessions do you think you have left?
Yeah.
So it's really funny because Jessica just asked me that as well. I honestly was thinking it might be 7 to 8 more sessions.
Holy moly.
Simply because you guys have to finish Cragmaw Castle. Then there's...
Friday, it's happening! Sorry.
And then if you guys finish Cragmaw Castle, then I'll lower it to 5 to 6 more sessions. But you got to get through Cragmaw. Then you still have the Agatha the Banshee, Werventor, Old Owl Well. And that, you know, and then eventually you come up to the last chapter. So, which I think the last chapter is really where it's going to be time consuming. Just because of the massive scope. I still am not sure of what I'm going to do for it, like map-wise.
I'm still very excited.
I think it's going to be a combination of things. I think I'm going to have somebody be like the cartographer with like a little whiteboard. And as I'm like describing it, you're like drawing the path. And when you make it to rooms that means something, or, you know, that there's like a boss fight or something, I'm going to build that room out for you guys and do it that way.
Okay.
So I don't know yet. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's too massive to put together, and I'll never know which way you guys are going to go. So I can't set up one area and you guys go over there. And I'm like, I didn't set it up. So you can't do that. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to burn the duster, but
all right.
But yeah, so I honestly would say probably about 7 or 8 more sessions.
I mean, I'm still excited.
Oh yeah, for sure. So it could shorten up. You know, you get a couple of longer sessions, you get a couple of more focused sessions. But I think like it's session, not necessarily the goal to finish the campaign. I mean, it obviously is the goal to finish the campaign, but the main goal is just to have fun. So if you're doing that,
for sure.
You know.
Yeah, I just think, like, you know, so our last session, I just think that some of the things that drew us back is actually we just missed attacks. That's really all it came down to. I think if we hit attacks, if I hit with my Burning Hands spell and I delete the entire thing, we move on, right? If I miss my attack, or if I, you know what I mean, if somebody else, if I do something different. Exactly. Well, then all of a sudden, the time starts adding up. I think that's all that it comes down to. So I'm just not saying like
we myself, ended a little earlier than we normally do, but I was going through like my play-by-play in my head, trying to like put out the previously on, you know, and
yeah,
I'm like, man, I just don't feel like there was a whole lot. I mean, obviously there was action, but there was, you know, and well, decisions.
The DM. But, yeah, the dungeon master, the dungeon daddy, whatever you want to call this gentleman.
Yeah, the DM, GM, DD.
Yes, you know, bada bing, bada boom, you know. So if he didn't roll where the guys had an 18 or a 17, something crazy high.
I don't, you know, I don't discriminate. I mean, well, as no, much as I want you guys to have fun, I've got to.
Exactly. See, I'm not complaining. I'm right, just saying, I know. That's when you roll these numbers, this is what happens, you know. All of a sudden, we're taking 13 years to get done.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, I just got hit for 5 damage? Like, why? Yeah. Like, well.
Yeah, I rolled a 15.
Yeah, yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah, I did get a little. It was funny because, like, you had trouble with 2 goblins, and then you slaughtered the bugbears. So it was like, you know, didn't matter. But,
no.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
So, yeah, Dungeons & Dragons. Anyways. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, back to a
which means
circle,
I have
right?
7, 8 sessions. I gotta start up a new campaign so I can be ready.
That's true. Uh-oh.
A DM's work is never done. But anyways, that's not the point of our podcast.
No. Our podcast point is we were talking about Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say, I don't know. There seems to be a big divide of people out there that are like, I don't like it. And then there are people that I really like it. And I'm on the side of, I really like it.
Do you?
Oh, it's I think it's awesome. It's nice to have fantasy around. It's nice to be in Middle Earth. It's nice to be in, you know, exploring these tales and lands and characters and all this stuff. I love it. I'm very excited for it to continue on. So,
yeah, I'm excited to watch it. I'm not gonna lie. I just haven't had time. I haven't watched much TV in general,
bro.
I haven't,
bro.
So.
I'll tell you what we've been watching.
What's that?
Naked and Afraid XL. It's crazy, dude.
So wait a minute. So these guys have like these people have like extra large items.
I like the takeaway on that. I like the takeaway.
Yes.
No, instead of it being like 2 people that survive for 21 days, it's like groups of 3, And there's like three to four groups of three that start out and they do 40 days. Some challenges are 60 days and whatnot. So you get like, you know, it starts off with there's three people to each team. And okay. Going through the challenges, some drop out, so like your team is, you know, reduced, and you can meet up and make a bigger group, and you can split off, and you can do whatever you want out there as long as you're surviving for 40 days and get to the extraction zone. So Jessica and I have just been slamming that.
That's awesome. See, I used to watch Naked and Afraid, so like I know about the original, yeah. But I don't know about the XL.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, yeah. I like the regular Naked and Afraid. It's fun, but the XL is a lot of fun because it brings in like this tribe aspect, and not yeah, okay. Everybody does well in like a bigger group, especially if there's a lot of the alpha males barking orders. Oh, absolutely. And it's like, well, no. I'm the leader. No, I'm the leader. And it's like nobody ever wants any of those people the leader, anyways.
No, because they're actually leading behind everybody's back the entire time. Yeah, I mean, watch Survivor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
You know, yeah.
But yeah, so it's we've just been. Oh, Jackson's making an appearance. He's showing
up. What's
up, Jack? He'll tell me when the episode's over. But yeah, we've been slamming that. We had watched. I mean, we used to watch it all the time, and then. You know, the other series is Alone on History Channel. We really like that one a lot. Instead of surviving for a certain amount of days, what they do is they go out in the woods, somewhere treacherous usually, and they just go until they either tap out or they're told that they're the last ones. So they'll go for a long time. I think the longest was like 110 days or something like that. But they're fully clothed. They get 10 items. They have backpacks, all sorts of different stuff. So it's definitely slightly different. But name of the game is still the survival. But it's just fun to see like what people build, what people decide to do first, second, third, how they react when the cards are not in their favor and they're not getting food. And it's just fun. It's like a psychological show as well, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look that one up. What's it on? What are you watching it on?
Discovery. I mean, we got started on Sling, but Sling doesn't have like all the seasons. Netflix only has one season, so Discovery it is. But yeah, on this podcast though, we are gonna talk about two movies. Those two movies being. Not what we expected, which I have a really funny anecdote for this. And then Thor, Love and Thunder.
Thor.
So we'll get started with not what we expected.
Okay.
And it was really funny when we were deciding on a movie to watch. You said there's that movie that you put in there, not what I expected. Or not what we expected or something like that. And I thought that was you telling me that movie was not something that you expected. So I'm so like when you're like, so are we watching that? I'm like, but if you I'm like, sure, but like if it's something that you didn't expect, I'm like, we could choose something else. And then when I hopped into Discord, I'm like, oh, it makes so much sense. The movie's called Not What We Expected.
Next time I'll put in air quotations.
Yeah, there we go. Because like, it was so funny the way I read it. I was like, okay, interesting. Yeah. So we'll need to find a new movie because it was not what he expected. I'm like, did you watch it already? Because like, it wasn't what you expected.
That was your text.
Yeah. Did you watch it? Yeah. Because I was like, wait, it's not what you expected.
It's so funny. At first, I'm like, what is this man talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And then I don't get me wrong. I actually picked up on what you were talking about before this whole podcast, too. So that is really
yeah, funny. So I'm like, and then as soon as I, like, opened up Discord and saw the video, I'm like, now I get it.
Got it. Yeah. Gotcha.
So this is Not What We Expected from Grannon Film Productions. You know what Grannon stands for?
I do not.
Grit, elegance, and conviction. Hey-o.
Oh,
okay. Pretty cool. I like it. Okay. I dig it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sweet meeting, yeah.
Yeah. So 21 minutes long. Definitely not what I was expecting, which is really funny because they definitely call it out. But I read the bit, you know, and like the little blurb about it, the summary or whatever in the bottom. And then I started realizing like what this is. It's like a mockumentary or like a parody, with a mockumentary really, but like a parody of it all. And then I wasn't sure like where does the parody begin and where does it end? I'm like, are they actually in high school? Is this actually a high school thing? And they're just not taking it. I was like, I don't know where the parody starts and where it ends.
I don't know. I still don't know.
I don't know. But I thought it was funny. Because of the...
I definitely chuckled a couple times.
The talking heads definitely gave it like the sitcom feel of where, you know, they're like, obviously talking about everything. It's very mundane. I saw a few comments that were like, this is kind of like The Office, you know, just, excuse me, just for the fact of like, you have all these people that don't really want to be there. And you have these talking heads of like talking about, you know, the intricacies of what's going on there. But, I had said that the drama club teacher, who's actually like in the movie or in the play or whatever, he plays like the wizard guy.
Yeah.
I was like, that's Michael Scott.
100%.
That's for sure. Like, if I was like, as soon as I saw that comment of like, this is kind of like The Office, I'm like, you know, that definitely could be Michael Scott. But yeah, I felt like it could be a pretty funny, like almost sitcom-y. Where they're just like, it's more realistic, I guess. Just people not taking it serious, and then, I don't know.
Yeah. I thought, at first, it's not what I expected, right?
Right.
Essentially, I'm just saying I'm going to agree with you. I'm not going to go into crazy detail. I agree with what you're saying, Kevin.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, really, I'm just going to pretty much repeat what you said, I think. With like, the feel of everything.
Verbatim, please. Let me hear it.
No.
Please read the minutes for me.
I don't remember. I don't remember. But like you said, you know, like, now that you say about The Office and Michael Scott, too, 100%. The Wizard definitely was 1,000% the thing. Some of the things that I thought were really funny was, like, all right, just my only little... side note here is the setting up. So the dude that is setting up the plant and like the people behind it, when he would mess up and like the girl would come in, because the whole thing is supposed to be a live stream.
Yeah, like, right. They're like live streaming it.
So so everything is live. So like if you really think about it in that perspective, he can't be doing some of the stuff that he's doing. You're actually watching the live feed through your camera, essentially, right?
Right,
even though
right.
That's not may not be what they're recording at the time on that. But man, I laughed super hard at the one point where she turns around and scares the guy when he moves the plant. I think it's actually towards the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I laughed really hard at that. I actually, like, that was a funny thing. I don't know why. I didn't expect that to happen. When all of a sudden, when it happened, I'm like, ah, that's funny. So anyways, I just had my moments in it. You know what I mean? So I can understand where they're coming at with The Office thing because of that thing. I mean, obviously, The Office is, like, probably out of the TV shows, out of, like, a sitcom TV show. I mean, that might be, like, my... close to the top. I mean, definitely in the top three.
Oh, yeah, for
in the sitcom type of form. I mean, might be top two. It's Always Sunny. I just don't think anything will ever truly beat
seasons 1 through 12 of
exactly. Yes, the greatness of it is great.
Yeah.
So, but The Office, the same thing with the last season of these
seasons
of The
one through, you know what I mean? It's just, six, 1 through 7, I think.
Six. Well, 7, I think, was like the last one where it's questionable, where even Michael Scott got too far, I think. So there's like certain moments where
I didn't like Luther coming in or whatever his name
was. Well, no, like that's what I'm saying. It's like this whole thing was like, I just don't
know. I love you, Idris Elba. I love you. Well, but I did not like that character. He was so mean to Jim.
Yeah. Come on. So made Jim go to Philadelphia. I'm just saying.
I liked when Jim was like, when he comes in and he's dressed up in a tuxedo, though. Because he looks like an asshole. But, anyways. So I agree. I thought that was very funny. Speaking of, I'm pretty sure that guy was like one of the camera guys as well. And the two camera guys gave me I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast before, but American Vandal, that's on Netflix. It kind of gave me that kind of vibe where these two are like now being on camera describing what's going on, like how they're cynical or whatever. It just kind of gave me some American Vandal vibes, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, you've talked about that show multiple times. You must really like it.
Are you kidding me? American Vandal season one is, dude, it's like one of the greatest TV shows I've ever seen in my entire life. I love it. I'll go rewatch it. Like, I need to know who spray painted 27 dicks on all the faculty cars, man. And then season two is pretty damn good too. And that's somebody did something to the fountain machine and the whole school pooped their pants and pooped their lockers and pooped in the hallways and pooped in the sinks. And it's just like it's wild, but yeah. This kind of gave me that vibe. I said, it looks like they had some fun. The camera cuts were good. There was good scene changes. The audio was pretty decent. It definitely felt like a high school drama attempting a play and have zero direction. The drama club teacher definitely is Michael Scott, though. I just, like I said, I think my only... I don't know, like... any backstory. I don't know anything. So like it's a parody, but like I said at the beginning, I don't know where the parody begins and where it ends. And all that. But I mean, I definitely laughed. I thought it was pretty funny. Short and sweet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it did. It's like what the purpose of the whole thing was. Personally, I think that it did what it was supposed to do for it. What they were like, their intent, essentially, I think, of what it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if you really think about it, like, I mean, if it's like a sitcom TV show, it's 21 minutes long, 22 minutes long, right?
Right.
And it just hit that whole spiel of everything.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that the only thing I would say, too, is like, I guess this is where, like, where does the parody start and end is because, like, the acting, like, it could be better acting. But, like, could it? Or is that just, like, no. Authentically played? So, it's, like, I don't know. It could be genius. Who knows? I don't
could
know.
Be.
But, yeah, it was definitely not what I expected, though.
Yeah.
So, check it out. Grannon Film Productions. It's called Not What We Expected. Looks like they have some other it's like Not What We Were, I don't know, there's some wild titles in there. It seems to kind of keep playing with this high school drama club attempting plays, so I don't know if like it really is like this high school drama club that's just obviously doing a parody. They're not being serious about these plays, but they could be like adults too, just messing around. So yeah, it was pretty fun though. So we'll see what else they come up with. We'll see what else they could do.
Yeah. If you guys are listening, send us some more.
Yeah. Good work. I
would love to watch another full film. Yeah.
And maybe I'd say work on lighting, because like you could tell like the camera footage is a little is not as crisp as some other shots, so working on some lighting would be good.
Yeah. I mean, nothing other than that, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It was really good. I mean, for what? For
didn't have wind in the audio, I'll tell you that.
No, I'll tell you that right now. My eardrums did not get blown out one time.
Yeah, it's the number one camera audio killer. Wind gushes in, you're like, yeah, this sounds like garbage. This is stupid. We'll never recover that. Been there, done that.
Yep. Still stuck in my brain.
Yeah, I've suffered camera audio for many, many years. So, but yeah, not what we expected. It's on YouTube, so check that out. We'll put like links in there and stuff. Yeah, very cool.
That's what's up.
Now, there's another movie that we watched. You ready to move on to this one?
I am. I think I am.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Thor.
Now, I know that this movie was getting like a whole bunch of like hate, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm looking at it, it's certified fresh, right? It's 64%. It's 64, and then it's 77% on the audience score. So it looks like it's getting better. Looks like it's getting better ratings now. So
yeah, I agree. So let me start out with this one. Yeah. I just think that, you know, so with Thor, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I am into the Marvel, the whole universe. I think it's fun. I think the very beginning of like the Guardians and Galaxy, how they're involved, right? Everybody yeah. knows that when the last film that you see Thor in, he's with those guys.
Right.
So I think that whole thing was fun, and it was, you know what I mean? The only thing I didn't like about it is how, and I understand what they did, but at the same, because they wanted to just get involved into like the next storyline of everything. But the last time we saw Thor, it was I'm gonna call him Thick Thor, right? It wasn't the in shape Thor, and this time you don't even get to see that part of it at all. Like there's not anything. You see it for like a very glimpse.
Yeah, moment. He's like starts working out. He gets ready.
Yeah, so I get that, right? I understand that whole thing, but at the same time though, it was just like I don't know. And then how long was he stuck in this thing? Were they before the Guardians came back and said they needed him? Do you know that answer?
What thing?
Okay, do you remember where he said? Remember he said he's gonna sit there right by this tree.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sit here until you know whatever what my calling is or whatever it is.
Right,
you know,
right.
Whatever
right.
happens there. So when that happens, how long was he actually sitting there?
Do you have any idea? I have no idea. Oh, because of the
you see me neither.
The Stormbreaker grew roots.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So like he was obviously there for like. Quite a long time.
It might, you know what I mean? So, honestly, like, it might not have been that long. If you, I mean, the Stormbreaker, the wood is Groot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it true. Could have just different growing properties.
But talking about Groot, I mean, you see Groot in this movie, and he's still very teenage-y.
Yeah, yeah. You know well, yeah, because it probably doesn't happen too far after Endgame.
Yeah, which yeah. So like I. So that's my problem. I have a problem with the movie whatsoever. I don't want to like about this part of the movie at all. I really don't. It was just like this one thing that I'm like, I just kind of wish that I just thought that part of Thor was hilarious to me, and I thought they were gonna play off of that a little bit, right? Like this whole thing, and then like it was just the very beginning of the movie. Now he's just back to being this god of a guy and character, right? You know what I mean? That's all. That's just my only thing. I'm just like, man. I was just hoping for more of that. I don't know why. I just thought that was so funny in Endgame. Like that was hilarious to me. I laughed so hard the first time I see Thor when he's playing video games in the mountain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that part made me laugh hysterically. Now, when you get into Thor, okay? So there's other things that I did mess up when Thor first came out. I read a couple reviews and stuff, and the biggest thing I think people complained about this movie was the actual action. There was action, but not like that much action.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of times, I went on into this, I kind of had like this, oh, don't think about it. But the thought's there. You know, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So, like, I knew there wasn't going to be that much action, but it was actually even like a little bit under-consuming of what I thought of a Marvel movie. There was action. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it wasn't, it's a Thor movie. But at the same time, I just think that there was like some parts that were cut out of the action. Like, how about the first time when the people came down? And I sound like I'm complaining right now. I'm just not. But there's, like, certain parts of the movie that kind of I wish was different. That's all I'm saying. I guess that's more or less what I should say. Like, when the first time they meet that, get the character, right? And they come in where they take the kids, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to ruin anything, but spoiler alert. There's, like, certain things, but I think a lot of this stuff is actually known anyways. But so with that being said, like, that part.
Yeah.
Was there really that much action? You had a couple glimpses of action scenes. You meet this awesome character that's in this that came out in this movie, right? So you met this character. You met the female version of somebody, okay? Female version of Thor. I'm just saying it because we all know.
Yeah, we all
know. So, yeah. So with that being said, you meet – so which is sweet, and she has a couple sweet moves. But if you think about it, if you think back about the parts, when she's flying away, all she does is, like, she throws her hammer, and then the hammer comes back. That's it. Like, there's not, like, a bunch of different things. You're going to disagree with me?
I'm going to totally disagree, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm telling you, that scene was not the beginning scene. When I get to the end of the film, way different. When you get the kids, the girl, the Thor, the end of the movie was phenomenal. Like when it came down to like the action thing.
So like when they first summon the Shadow Man, I mean, she's doing more than Hemsworth Thor. I mean, she's got some pretty sweet moves. And then for sure,
I'm not saying
there's a ton of stuff. There was some. Oh, dude, I don't know. I don't agree. I thought Mighty Thor was awesome.
Well, I love the character. I'm not.
Oh no, I'm talking about the action, especially because like Mjolnir is like breaking apart and shredding stuff and then coming back. I love all that. Yeah, that. And she had a bunch of sweet moves that worked. What?
That wasn't the first fight scene, though, was it?
Yeah, she used. When
you first meet her.
Yeah.
She used that. Yeah. But it was more or less on the lines of trying to find out who that character was, which I get. And the thing, but at the same time though, the main fight down there, there was a very, it was to me, it was like a short span. You had like a 5 minute interval of different fight cut scenes here and there. They're all fighting. They're all sweet. I'm not like the who. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I started to look it up. So I was trying to think about this. Who is? Hold on. King Valkyrie.
Oh, that's Tessa Thompson.
Well, yes, but that character. Yeah. Is her name King in there?
Well, yeah, so she's Valkyrie. She's the last of the Valkyrie.
Yes. Yeah, so she's just called Valkyrie, right?
Yeah, but
okay.
When Odinson left, he made her King of Asgard. Come on, man, how do you not know this?
Well, no, I know that, but I'm... Okay, so I guess that's the reason why they says King Valkyrie. Yeah. Okay, all right. For some reason, I thought there was one part of the movie I could have swore they called her something different, like a different name, and like I went back and I was like trying to find it, and I couldn't find it. So that's what was throwing
Mighty
me off.
Thor
so like
calls her, Your Highness.
Well, yes, yeah. Yes. So I know that whole thing about the Asgard thing. Yeah. Not that, but I for some reason I thought there was like a different name for her, and I thought maybe I just like that it was just gone off my head. I just never caught it. So, anyways, her, she was awesome. I love her in the Marvel movies, man. I love her.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think that she is like just, she's that key side, not, I don't want to say a side character, but essentially like not a main star in the movie, but man, golly, man, I thought it was, she, I love her in all these films that she's in.
Yeah. She's
every one of these.
Yeah. Films, she's awesome. Yeah. I agree. The things I like, I'm kind of disappointed to see that Thor can give his power like that, yeah. Because I would have loved to have seen the Avengers. Why didn't you pull that out in Endgame? Why wouldn't you have done that like that? So, does seem like a late, weird time to pull that out. And then the other thing is like, if you've seen Shazam, the first one, Shazam gives his power to all the kids from his orphan home, or not orphan home, but his foster home. And so like it's already not so like, oh, it's been done before, but it was like, you're gonna show that he can do this and you didn't do it in any other movie, not Infinity War, when they're fighting all of these monsters that are coming in Wakanda. You didn't do it while you were fighting Thanos and Thanos' army. Like, it just didn't make sense to do it now.
Wow. I never really thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah,
I,
so like that.
That is stupid.
Yeah, that part, I'm like, cool power, and I'm, you know, cool that all these kids got, you know, Thor power and that they could do all that, but I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
You probably could have taken Thanos down in his army pretty easily, but wait, I want to give Ant-Man Thor's power. He's a giant man, and he's, you know, just zzz, one lightning bolt shreds an army. Come on. Anyways.
Yeah.
So that was probably like the only thing that kind of was like, I think it's cool. I don't hate it, but I'm also like, kind of makes me mad that it hasn't shown up before. Other than that, the screaming goats, kind of got a little annoying because it was so often. And I tell you what, I'm kind of glad I didn't see it in theater, because if I had to hear that in 10.1 surround sound His stupid screaming goes. I probably would have been like, nah, I'm out.
Wow, yeah. I see. I never thought about the movie theater thing because it was annoying enough here in my living room.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. It was just like, okay. And then they obviously have issues killing people off. Like, I was sad a certain someone was killed, but then, like, they do the typical Marvel thing and it doesn't last. So, like, it's just like, come on. If there's no consequences, I don't know.
Like repercussions.
Yeah, repercussions. That's a perfect word for it. Yeah, it just doesn't seem right. I liked Gore. I love Christian Bale. I mean, he's damn near one of the greatest actors ever. And so I really enjoyed Gore just because it was creepy, man. And I love the way he just slipped in and out of the shadows. And
I'm telling you, that character is like sweet.
Yeah. I thought so too. I was like, man, I like Gore. He's cool. Gore makes sense. I like him. So yeah, I think I loved Thor Ragnarok. I thought from start to finish that was a cohesive, completely mind blowing and mind bending, awesome adventure. This felt really jumpy. And almost felt like different styles, and it did not feel like it came from the same director. I mean, it definitely wasn't better than Ragnarok. No way.
No, hell no. So, but that's my point, the very beginning.
Yeah.
Like your whole jumping thing, right? You jump from this thing, then all of a sudden, how long is this whole time period happening? Gotta do a voiceover? Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Man. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're at some different, totally different war. You're like, wait a minute here. Like, what is going on? Like,
yeah.
What's happening?
So I
just don't know, man.
I kind of get a little weirded out. Or not weirded out. I kind of get tripped up over okay, it's Taika Waititi's directed this movie. He also voices Korg, and Korg is doing the voiceover of this movie. And I'm like, I don't know. I thought the voiceover was just kind of lame. Just to speed things along, I guess. I don't know. I just felt like the care and attention that really made Thor Ragnarok so good. So they just reduced him back to dumb Thor instead of, I have thoughts, I have feelings, I have rage. Infinity War and Endgame really brought this. And even Ragnarok really brought in this more dramatic side of Thor, where this was goofy dumb Thor, and then you obviously have the Jane Foster thing. So it just felt like I was I don't know, man. I know he's searching for himself, but just seemed like we've done that before. But whatever. And I'm like, man, this is actually the fourth movie. How are they gonna? It said Thor will return at the end. I'm like, how are they gonna? Man, how many movies are gonna do this?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the length of the movie real quick of Thor.
Yeah,
it's 210 minutes. I just feel like this movie was even short. I mean, you had an hour and 40 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, because it's because it's jumpy. It's not a whole lot actually happens in the film because they just jump. And it's easy to do when you have Stormbreaker and you have the Bifrost, whatever, haha. But also, it's very jumpy. It almost feels like a Michael Bay film where it's we got to go here. Okay, now that we're here, we got to go here. Oh, now that we're here, we got to go here. Let's fight. Boom, boom, boom. Barrel, boom, boom.
It's weird. That's how I felt the entire time.
But it was a bit jumpy. So I don't know. I enjoyed it. Was so happy to see Matt Damon and the other Hemsworth. I'm so sorry, I can't remember his name, but reprising their roles as Loki and Thor in the play. And then Melissa McCarthy coming out as Hela, dude. I laughed so hard. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
At first, I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was her, and then she made this one weird move. I'm like, oh wait, that's not her. And then they zoom in and do the thing. I'm like, that's her. In my head, it was so good. Yeah, she's acting in an actor. You know what I mean? She's acting while she's acting. Yeah. You know, that's the funny part.
I love Thor's back piece tattoo. Rest in peace, Loki. That's awesome. I almost laughed. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know. I don't even want to say it's rushed, because I don't think this movie was rushed at all, but it kind of felt like a rushed product.
Well, you could crazy. This is the crazy part. I understand it's been 5 years. Well, actually, yeah, because Thor Ragnarok was released in 2017.
Yeah, and then you would have had Infinity War and then Endgame.
Yeah, and then you had Thor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I just don't. I just didn't enjoy. Like the story was like okay, I understand the ending of it. I'm not gonna go to breakdown because I don't want to like ruin anything of what's like gonna come happen at the end. If somebody really haven't watched, if you guys have not watched it, you know what I mean. Go watch it.
Yeah, right.
But
right,
the
right.
part of who Thor's with at the very end, actually, it was cool, but still unexplained to me, and I don't like that.
Oh, I'll talk to you about that after the podcast, because I also didn't understand it either. And I just don't like that. Like, if I have to Google this, like, if it's like an intriguing movie, a mind-opening movie, and I have to look into a subject more, I like that.
Yes.
But I don't want to have to be like, well, why did this happen? Like, what makes sense that happens? Yeah.
And it's not a massive thing. Like, that's the thing that bothers me. It's not like it was like this crazy story ending like thing. It was, but it really wasn't, even in the grand scheme of everything. It wasn't. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't hate it, but at the same time, to end the movie as where it was, I just didn't love it. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I felt like, yeah, so, I was like, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it, obviously. But definitely wasn't Ragnarok.
No, it was not Ragnarok, no.
it just doesn't feel like the same stakes. It just doesn't. After watching like Eternals and I get it, we're like being opened up to like all this stuff, but it almost seems like a parody of itself. Hold on. It almost is like a parody of itself, having like all these gods act like jackasses and goofballs, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. Well, no. So like to your point, actually. So do you feel like that's where Marvel's going to start heading? Do you think we're going to start getting this next whole run up of Earth superhero characters of like, just, I don't want to call it remakes by any means, but like bringing back somebody like, I guess we can't really use Captain America as Captain America. It's Captain America is Captain America. But you
know, well, actually, yeah, but like, Sam Wilson is Captain America now. So
like, I just feel like that's what we're going to start getting into. I just think like the old stuff is going to slowly start going away. Chris Hemsworth. I don't know how many more Thor movies.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, I'm honestly surprised though that Thor will continue. I honestly was thinking, like, not that Thor would necessarily die, but retire, pass the helm, do something. Because, like, you can't play this character forever. I don't know why you would want to. And then when they kind of just stripped away the depth of the character in this movie, I was like, man, I would want to play this character less. Yeah. I feel like they had such a turnaround for this character, and it just kind of went back to, like, oh, I'm kind of an idiot. I just do things. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. And I get it. It's a fun adventure action, you know, movie. So there's not a whole bunch of depth to it. But after what you went through with Ragnarok, Infinity War, and Endgame, you kind of just felt like he'd be a more rounded character. But
where's my meat with my potatoes?
Yeah, right. So yeah, I mean, like, obviously, to, you know, talking through it, we're like, yeah, the movie wasn't so great.
No. Like, don't get me wrong. I didn't walk away hating it, but I didn't walk away, like, madly.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. I'm definitely like, are you getting tired of making these movies? Like, is that why it just wasn't, like, if so, pass it along. Give it to somebody who cares.
For sure.
It kind of felt like somebody just made something and didn't care.
Did not at all.
Yeah. But hey, honestly,
can't win them all, brother.
Yeah, like honestly, let us know your thoughts, because honestly, like, we really enjoyed Doctor Strange. That was a good one. The Multiverse of Madness, you know, that was a good one. But like, if I don't want to. It's like, oh, this one's a hit. This one's kind of a miss. This one's kind of a miss. You know, it's like, all right, you guys are pouring in how much money. You guys are cranking out these movies. And honestly, like, if they're going to continue like that, you're not going to really want to continue pumping out stuff like that. Maybe it's time to retire the older directors that have been doing these movies and bring in the new blood, because this one just seemed...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Eh. I mean, bring in, like, exactly. I still think the problem is what makes me nervous about using a whole new directing system, though, is, like, are you just going to get away from the Marvel Universe? Like, that's my whole thing. Well, like, what we're built up right now. But maybe it's a good thing.
So the first two Thor movies were directed by a different guy.
Yeah, but they weren't as good.
Right. So sometimes it works out for the better.
Sometimes it does.
So I like the idea of Eternals, where it was like, this is going to be like an epic. This is going to be different than the other Marvel movies. But it was honestly boring. There was like no stakes because we kind of already knew what was going to, like, oh, cool. This is what's happening, but we know it's not going to happen. Like, it's just boring. It was so boring. And they're going to, like, make an Eternals 2 or something like that. I'm like, cool. The director might be a great movie maker, great filmmaker, whatever. But that one was just so boring. And to have it be in the Marvel movie, I don't mind that you take chances. Obviously, like anything with Doctor Strange or doing different things with quantum mechanics with Ant-Man, all that stuff. Anytime you do stuff like that, you're taking a risk of the audience disconnecting. But I just felt like Eternals was a total disconnect. Boring shit.
No.
Don't care about these characters. They're a bunch of assholes. Don't care about them.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So making a second one, I'm like, and then it's like such a typical story. One goes bad, turns in all the information. You know, it's just like such a, you know, retired storyline. So I'm like, you know, Marvel, kick it up a notch. Because honestly, I wasn't too impressed with Thor. I had fun, just because, like, seeing somebody swing a friggin' giant battle axe and electrocuting people is pretty cool. But
it's sweet. I'm like, that's the problem with it. The characters are awesome. It's how you utilize the characters in the film.
100%.
Which was gonna make or break it. Yeah. And that's the problem. I think the storyline with how they utilize the characters just were not where it was supposed to be. The storyline wasn't great either because, like you said, it's kind of a repetitive story, but... I'm on the same page as you. I did not like Eternals, the movie.
Yeah.
I want to say it that way because the idea of it should be fun and it should be a great time.
Yeah, it really, like, you could have really, like, especially if you kind of released it, like you could have, I don't know, maybe we watched it too late or something, but just felt like.
And I watched it really late.
I did too. Maybe that's part of the problem, but. It shouldn't be like that. I mean, it should still be enjoyable to watch.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And see, the thing is
the best part was the end credits.
And I do a really good job of actually, like, I'm not saying I don't listen to other people's opinions, but, like, I go into the movie, and now when somebody, okay, so I just brought it up in the last movie of, they said that the action wasn't as good, right? But what I mean by that is I'm not going in thinking that way, but it's in the back of my head, right? But at the same time, though, like, so I'm like, okay, they're right. That's where my mind starts going with it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So that's, like, when that whole thing happened. And because maybe I should rewatch it and knowing more of what I had going on with the whole situation, maybe I will like that scene a little bit more. Like I said, I just, for some reason, like, that beginning scene where we meet a certain character.
I will be honest, like other than, because, like, they don't show Asgardians, like, fighting these things at all. They're just in the background going, like, hacking and slashing at just whatever. So, like, I do understand where you are coming from. I just thought, like, Mighty Thor and Thor, like, did... I just really liked all the movements with Mjolnir there, you know, especially when it's shattering.
Like, that thing, perfect.
Yeah.
I will give him a grade A for that. 50 seconds of that beginning scene, right? After that, man, I'm gonna rewatch it. I'm just gonna have to.
Yeah.
The whole film and just I've done that. I've watched a triple movie. I've watched every other movie 15 times. So why not watch this one again? You know what I mean? I really have. I've watched like Spider-Man Homecoming, all of them. Like too many times, but it's fine. And they just sit on replay while I'm playing COD all weekend.
Yeah, right.
Instead of watching something I haven't watched, because we were watching Thor. So what I did is I put on other Marvel movies. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing. So, but anyways, I'm gonna give it another shot, and I'll tell you my own opinion.
Yeah, I felt like I almost wanted to rewatch it as well. I kind of wanted to especially rewatch just the beginning. I don't know. I felt like maybe I got disconnected really early on or something. Something happened where I think it's just the jumpiness. I mean, just jump.
Okay, my last thing about it, I'm gonna mention something to you right now. When I watched the very first time, I probably got 15 minutes in, and I realized I had my phone out, looking at Facebook Shorts.
Because so you're bored.
Bored. Yeah. So then, rewind. Now I'm back into it. So I had to rewind where I was like, I just went too far back just because I didn't miss anything. You know what I mean? I didn't remember what I watched, right? So I mean, I remember what I watched, but not like, okay, yeah, I might have seen this scene for 5 seconds. Doesn't mean I watched the 3 scenes before that.
Right.
So I watched from like 10 minutes on again, and I didn't look at my phone. I put my phone off to the side, but that just showed the whole thing.
Right.
I've not watched this movie yet. I'm a Marvel fan. I'm a Thor fan, actually. I like Thor.
I do too. That's the hard part. The problem is, like, when you just have, like, funny quips through the entire movie, like, it just doesn't even take itself serious. Yeah. Because, like, there were very funny moments. I laughed a whole bunch of times. I really enjoyed the running gag of Stormbreaker being jealous of, you know, that was hilarious. But I actually had to look up where Thor's Mjolnir was, because I'm like, in Endgame, him and Captain America are, you know, wielding in both. So I'm like, what happened to it? And I guess I just didn't realize that when Captain America put back all the stones, he put Mjolnir back as well.
I missed that part too.
Yeah, I guess, like, I knew the stones, I just didn't realize Mjolnir was part of it. So, because I'm like, wait, why is he, like, jealous? Like, where's yours? Does Captain have it? Like, that wouldn't make sense. But, yeah, I thought, because I was, like, confused, so I had to just, like, look that up for a second. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense not you say that. Sorry, I had my brain was racking.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, shit. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm in.
Yeah, and then, you know, besides, you know, what happens at the very end, like, I had to look into that, too, because I'm like, I don't really understand that, but okay. No. But other than that, you know, I mean, obviously, we just picked this thing apart for a good, like, 20, 30 minutes, so.
Yeah.
If you don't believe us, I mean, I did enjoy, you know, bits and pieces. I really enjoyed, but I honestly thought, at times, Gore was, like, just trying to be, like, the Joker, almost, like, you know, ripping the head off of that thing, like, just being a goofball, and then, like, there were times where he was actually terrifying. So I really enjoyed Gore. I just, again, I think maybe just not fully taken care of as a character. I don't know.
No.
When you have Christian Bale, you want to utilize that man. And I just don't feel like he was fully utilized. Now I got to go watch a bunch of Christian Bale flicks.
Yeah. Get yourself all...
I'm going to watch The Big Short tonight. A great movie. Great movie. Yeah.
Tip a hat to it.
That's a 11 mile.
Yeah. 11 mile.
All right, Thor, Love and Thunder. Let us know what your thoughts are. Are we completely wrong? Tell us why. I mean, if we're right, tell us why. You know, tell us your thoughts. What are we watching next?
I'm not too sure. I did look for a minute. There was... Honestly, I don't know. We might have to talk about it.
We're going to have to talk about it.
I really am not 100% sure. Yeah, because I could have swore that there was something that I had... Well, I don't know. I hate going exclusively to new Netflix movies all the time. Because it's new on Netflix does not mean it's good. Like, that's a thing.
Right.
Like, I'm always like, oh, it's new on Netflix. Let's watch
it. Oh, no, we've paid that price before.
Too many times. Oh, the one I wanted to ask you about, which you may have already been you may have already watched this one. It might be an old film. I have not looked into it. Did you watch it? This is 40.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, that's an old one. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
That's a funny one.
So anyways, that was not. Damn. I don't, honestly, man, I'm gonna have to look into it. I don't remember. There was something that I saw that I thought I added to my list, but so I'm not seeing it on my list.
Question for you. Do we want to we're going to be kind of getting into a horror season here.
Yeah. So do you know one that – so what did you say, a movie? You did cut out a tiny bit there.
No, I was just saying that it is horror season. I was thinking The Black Phone. It's on Peacock.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, okay. So that one. And then also, did you watch Morbius yet?
No.
Me neither. I did not watch it, but it is supposed to be a little bit of a scarier film, and it just came out on Netflix in September.
Morbius is on, because it's a Sony property film instead of Marvel.
So it always could be something else too. Is, I mean, I don't get me wrong.
You got
that,
Peacock? I think
that was a movie. Yeah, I got Peacock, yeah.
Dude, let's do The Black Phone.
The Black Phone?
Yeah. All right. Let's get horror season started.
The lights are going to go up.
Do it. Because then we could pound out some horror movies out. Because I... Dude, you got to watch Nope still. That was great.
I do.
There's Nope and then... I want to see the new ones from T.I. There's X and then...
Yes.
Pearl. I want to watch... Yeah. Those as well. I've heard good things about those, so I wanna check those out as well. So we'll get a plan started, and then maybe I'll put out a tweet looking for indie horror films.
We can
stick with the theme. We're gonna about to see some effed up stuff.
I'm in.
We're gonna see stuff like Seesaw, you know? I wish we had that whole costume. Everybody dresses up as James Broha.
James Broha.
That's one of the best. That was our best. I'm not going to lie.
That was our best. For sure. I mean, yeah, the other one was...
Yeah. Goofy.
Do you want...
Goofy.
Maybe we should upload that to the YouTube.
Yeah. I think we should, actually.
I think we should. Yeah. Why not? Show off our acting skills outside of this lovely podcast.
Yeah, I don't do much acting. I roll out of bed and go, oof, and then get my... Oof. Which happens.
That was not an act.
Yeah, that was literally me getting out of bed.
That's a true noise. I mean, it might have been a sickness to where you had a very rough evening.
Yeah, but I can't believe we had like the flu later. That was crazy.
That was insane.
But yeah, we'll do The Black Phone before that leaves Peacock. And then we'll talk about, we'll ask the Twitterverse indie horror film.
Absolutely. And if you guys are listening to this and you guys have any recommendations or indie films.
Because we're going to need a list.
Yes, please do. Send them down below. Our YouTube and then our email is down there.
Our Twitter.
Or comment on the video. Yep. Whatever you want to do.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it. All right. Well, you got anything else for us?
No, well, the only thing I got is another small TV show. We're not going to talk about this. Home Improvement, episode 1, season 1, made me laugh hysterically. I was up for, I had to watch 2 episodes. I laughed so hard. I went to bed, going ready to go to sleep, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch just a little bit of the show. Next thing you know, I'm wide awake. I'm actually eating chips. I was going from sleep to eating chips watching the show. Hilarious. I'm sorry. That's just, I had to say it. I've only watched, those are the 2 episodes I've watched so far, but I'm very excited.
That's awesome. What streaming service?
Hulu. I know. Yeah.
I spit on Hulu.
Whoa.
Yeah. I got Sling. Slingers.
Well, we like Sling.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If they sent me a sticker that said, I heart Sling... that'd be a funny one. We heart slinging or something. That'd be funny.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
Well, here's a note. Huh. We're gonna go get a sponsorship from Sling TV.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm gonna email them as soon as I remember.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for watching.
Thank you for listening.
Have a wonderful day.
See you.